At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We have our sign.
In case you're watching this with captions, now you know the name of the podcast.
Exactly. So we're making sure people can know who we are at all times.
Okay.
I think we should have little arrow things that point to us and say our names.
That's pretty good. I mean, I think we should put, like, boardwalk caricatures of ourselves above ourselves behind us, like right here.
Okay.
That's what I want. That way people know what I look like if I was, like, surfing and stuff.
I don't think we really want to see you surfing.
Just really like this.
I don't think we really want to see you surfing.
What do you mean? Okay, so... Here's the question. We'll start with this.
More importantly, why doesn't your mother want to watch our podcast?
Why doesn't my mother want to watch our podcast? My mother has seen me do live comedy for 10 years. She's done. She's had enough. She doesn't need any more.
She did tell me if we were more serious, I'd be watching it. So I think she thinks we're more serious.
She'll watch it eventually. Mom, if you're watching this, I love you. Thank you for watching.
But she wouldn't be watching then.
I mean, Mom, if you're not watching this, how are you seeing this?
Okay.
We've entered a paradox.
All right, so you were saying something.
I was saying this. Imagine in your mind's eye... Imagine in your mind's eye a movie theater where every movie is a different genre.
Oh, this thing. Okay.
Okay? Right? And you can pick any movie genre you want.
Any movie genre I want.
And you'll see the best version of whatever that genre is.
Okay.
Which genre do you go in?
Well, I think, you know what? A musical comedy.
A musical comedy, like The Producers.
Yeah, but more wholesome, the old days.
Like what?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Seven Brides for Seven, you know.
Okay, that's good. You know, like, yeah, that's good. What about Danny Kaye? Like a Danny Kaye musical?
Yeah, but guess what? No, that's not Danny Kaye. That's Fred Astaire.
That's Fred Astaire. No, I'm thinking Danny Kaye.
Okay.
Court jester.
Ryan!
Okay, so you like a classic musical comedy.
Okay. So we
let's
know.
Pause for a second.
Let's pause. Well, we know that Ryan washes his hands.
Mr. Ryan, they're taking a shower. We're in, you know, razzed him so hard.
Do you miss
I don't know. You're like, you're stinky, 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 stinky. You can call him stinky a bunch. You can't call him stinky and then be mad when he washes up in the bathroom. What do you want? You want him to not be stinky, or do you want him to not wash in the bathroom? What do you want?
Right. Is it really loud?
Yes!
I can't control the volume of the toilet. I'm sorry.
Just don't flush!
Oh, is that the
don't
toilet?
Flush.
Okay. All right, we're going to start over.
Where were we?
I don't know. Okay.
That's not usually what they teach you. They usually teach you to flush, so I thought I was having good manners.
They tell you not to flush in California.
Do they?
Because of the drought. If you're just taking a piss, you're not supposed to flush in California.
Okay. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah. So you're flushing the toilet every time you take a piss in California. You hate the environment.
But we're not in California. We're in.
So you like a musical comedy, like a wholesome, a bunch of like six white dudes being like, oh, well, she fell down the stairs and I didn't push her. Fell down. That's not wholesome. I don't know if I can do a wholesome musical comedy.
Well, I wasn't asking you to actually do musical comedy because that scares me.
Why? That's scary. Musical comedy scares you?
No, you're doing my
why? Because... I can do a musical comedy. I can improvise musical comedy. That's not hard.
Like, scary. Okay. I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Okay.
Yeah, things, you know.
I like an 80s action movie.
An 80s action movie.
I like an 80s action movie.
Hey! Let me slap you in the face.
I gotta figure out this case. Wait, do you think 80s action movies are just one guy slapping another for an extended period of time?
Yeah, well, I
gotta solve this case. It's just
I was thinking of Airplane for a second.
Airplane is very good. No, yes. I was thinking of Lethal Weapon.
It's too violent. I don't like violence.
Lethal Weapon is very good, though.
But it's violent.
Sure. But it's not real. Why? You don't want it? Okay, you don't like violent movies at all. So you don't like horror movies.
Well, horror movies are scary.
Ooh. But scary. It's Spooky-tober.
Well, come to my house and try to get some candy, if you dare.
Wait, okay. So
take a little candy for a scare.
If you, ooh. A
little scare.
So if you don't like horror movies, right?
All
right. If you had to make a horror movie, what would it be about? It's about a guy who played baseball
and smells a lot.
And then flushed the toilet while we were recording.
Predictable.
Oh, wow. Jordan Peele presents
Flush.
I like that name.
Yeah, that's what it would be called.
Flush.
We would keep trying to record, and then the toilet would just keep flushing over and over.
Well, more importantly, I have to work on my show, my movie about my trip to California.
Being held up in the airport.
Yes, and all kinds of strange things happen along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And we have we want to make that happen.
That's a good movie.
So, okay.
Okay, now you ask me some questions.
My nose itch. So, but you have to cut this out. Okay. Now, all right. I ask you questions?
Ask me questions.
Why am I asking you questions?
I don't know.
All right.
I want to talk.
Well, I like
did you have fun this morning? How about that? Did you have a good time at my kid's birthday party?
Yes, it was a lovely old time. I got to meet your friends. Every time I said something, you'd say, Marty, don't talk about the podcast.
It's not that it's that you were talking about the podcast with people that I've known for a long time, and it's embarrassing. I definitely today really cemented you as my father-in-law by proxy somehow, because you kept doing things, and I was like, Marty, stop, you're embarrassing me. Marty, please.
And I was like, I'm your father-in-law now?
Yeah, you're like my father-in-law, but cool that we do a podcast together.
Oh, I see. I like that recovery. Okay.
Yeah, you're like cool. You're like a cool father-in-law.
Okay.
You do these things that... Oh, here's the thing. Last week, I saw somebody accost Marty on the street naturally.
Oh, yes.
And I saw it happen. And like the whole time, I thought... Marty's got to be like blowing it out of proportion. Like people approaching him on the street and trying to have conversation.
Yeah. But you have to explain that.
But here's exactly what happened. Me and Marty walked out of his house. Marty and I walked out of his house. We walked down the street.
English better.
A person that Marty does not know stopped him, made eye contact, pointed to an ice cream shop, and go, "They're selling ice cream over here." Apropos of nothing, there was no reason why this man had to say, "They're selling ice cream over here." And then Marty goes, "Yeah, it's real expensive." And he goes, "Oh, well, is it good?" And now we're having a conversation with a stranger about ice cream. And I am incensed. I am furious. I don't like when strangers talk to me. Familiarity of it. I was like, this must be Marty's best friend. This must be someone Marty has known for 40 years. Because why? Why on earth would a stranger look at another stranger, point at an ice cream shop that has ice cream for sale in the window and go, "They're selling ice cream over there"? Who does that? And Marty just talked to this person instead of ignoring them like you're supposed to.
I gave him my lines. I said, it's like, but they're so expensive, you have to get a mortgage in your house to actually.
Yeah, you have to get a second mortgage. And then he laughed. He was like, "All right, well, have a good one." And I'm like, what are we doing here? I don't know you. Keep your kind words to yourself.
Because what happens is, that's how you make new friends.
I don't...
If you want to be a curmudgeon...
I don't want to be a curmudgeon.
No,
I just...
Don't.
Okay. I wouldn't be a curmudgeon if people started conversations with not dumbass things, like pointing at an ice cream store and saying, "They're selling ice cream."
He's excited.
Sure.
It was good.
Then keep it to yourself. Give it to yourself, go inside and get some ice cream.
Oh, it's great that he did that.
Yeah. I guess. I don't get it. I saw it happen so naturally that I was furious. I'm furious now. It makes me furious. It makes me furious that people do this to you. And the fact that you like it is even more frustrating to me.
I want you to know, it's really reading on camera how frustrated you are.
I have things like this happen all the time.
So I know. I know. How do you live? How do you live? Every time. Every time. Well, every time I would be losing.
Well, I was sitting on this is a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting on the subway, and there were two guys in front of me that were making friends.
Making friends? Yeah, why? Why are you making friends on the subway?
Can I finish my story?
Sure, go ahead.
Take a breath. You're going to sweat, and you're going to smell the place, and I'm going to open the other window now.
Wow.
Okay. Now, so what? So in this one, it was two people that were just talking. I could see that they were from different groups and cultures and things. And,
okay.
And they were just talking and becoming friendly. So I went up to them and said, you know what? I thought I'm the only guy that meets strangers on the subway and makes friends. And you guys are doing the same thing. And I made friends with them. So what's wrong with that? It's a good thing. You know,
I have one guy
I have to get back to. I haven't talked to him. I feel bad now. Because I told him I would help him, you know. This guy on the subway I was talking to, and we were talking about job and career opportunities, and I was going to discuss some stuff with him, maybe get into real estate.
Okay.
I have to talk to him again.
Okay.
So I can figure out, find his phone number.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I like to consider myself an outgoing person.
Well, you live in a place where people just walk in, in your place to say hi.
What are you talking about?
You told me that when you lived in the trailer park, people just open the door and say hi.
Yeah, these were people that I had known.
They weren't
strangers.
Oh, I thought regular people walked in.
No, these were people I had known. They weren't just strangers walking into my home.
Well, then how do you get? There's no doorbell. So how do you get in if you don't know? They don't know you.
They don't.
Do they knock on the door? Or they just
sure. When people knock on the door, we go up and lock it because everybody that we know
wouldn't knock on the door.
They would just come in.
Okay, so if they want to rob you, just make believe they know you, and then go right in.
Well, sure. Why would they? What are they going to rob us for?
That's right. It's not
they're going to take our Kool-Aid pitcher? What are you talking about?
It's not a high-end kind of.
Right? It's not that it's not high-end. It's just there's nothing. Everything in there works. It's just why would you steal it? Like, here's the thing. My dad, the washing machine in the trailer I grew up in, right, has
water going in.
Water going in, water going out, but. When I was before I even have a memory, my dad jabbed a pen into the door thing of the washing machine, so it would run with the door open because my dad likes to watch the washing machine. So the first time I did laundry, I put it in. I did not understand why it would not start with the door open because I had only ever done laundry on a washing machine where the door stayed open.
Is this a front loader?
No, it was a top loader.
So how would your father watch the load?
He would sit there over it and look down at it.
Oh.
I don't know. I just something that my dad liked to watch the washing machine go. And, like, I thought everybody's washing machine worked while it was open, and I was wrong. And this is another way that my father has made me look like a fool in my life.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But, you know, what... We had like a big CRT television. You can't steal that. I guess you can steal a computer.
Yeah, but I know. I get it.
I just don't think anybody. The PlayStation. People probably would want to steal the PlayStation.
Yeah, but you're more interesting. Let's unpack this father thing a little bit more.
Than wanting to watch. I don't think it actually needs to be unpacked. I think we can pack it right back in. My dad likes to watch a washing machine work.
Does he still like that?
Yeah. The washing machine is still there. It's still the same washing machine, I think.
So, well, depending. Okay.
And if you think my father is silly for liking the washing machine, if you think my father is silly for watching the washing machine, why do they make washing machines with see-through tops now?
See-through tops?
Yeah. A new washing machine, you can see one that's got glass.
That way you know something's happening.
Yeah, that way you can watch it because it's awesome to watch a washing.
It's like the refrigerator. Like if you close the refrigerator, is the light on or off?
I mean, it's off.
How do you know?
Now we're talking about Schrodinger's refrigerator. How do you know?
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat. Okay. Yeah. But no, it's like you could open and close it quickly, and maybe it goes off. So,
There's a little. You can make the light go off by hitting the little button inside the fridge.
Perhaps.
Or you can do like my father did, which is jab a pen in the fridge, and then the light stays off all the time because he didn't like a light in the fridge.
Well, just.
I mean, that one's fake. I made a second one. But, yeah.
Well, you just take the bulb out.
The bulbs out. No, you jab a pen in it. When your appliances don't work the way you want it to, you take a pen and you jab it in it until it does.
Well, there's actually a section for that in the appliance guide.
Yeah. It's called Kevin's Way to Make Appliances Work Good.
Exactly. Wait. Just a customization system.
You have a do you have a washer and dryer?
Yes.
Nice. How do you like it?
They wash my clothes. Except now I have this clothes that, you know, we're working on the problem. Because we have this like front loader, and then it gets mildewy and this whole different thing, and then the clothes smell.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out how to solve that problem. But it's an interesting issue. It's a design flaw in the front loader.
What kind is it?
One that goes around.
Well, what brand is it?
I don't know.
Samsung?
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 No.
Is it a...
It's an American version.
Is it a Monto?
I don't know.
Frigidaire?
How about I don't know?
You get some appliance. All right, fine.
All right, so I'm working on cleaning it out, so we'll get that. I tried different things. The other little tablet you throw in.
Yeah.
Or I watched a YouTube video, and the guy says, if it doesn't work, just get another line, just get another, like, gasket and start again. You can't clean it. So these are issues. All right, so... All right. So, I met your mother today. And she
did meet my mom today.
Yes, and she loves our podcast.
Yeah, she loves it. She's watching right now.
She refuses to watch it. She says it's not real. Make it real.
It's not that she refuses to watch it. So, my mother refuses to watch it. She doesn't like podcasts, really.
All right.
We're not, like, hardcore leftist enough for my mother. You know, we need to be, like...
Oh, okay.
Part of Antifa or whatever.
Well, Antifa doesn't exist. Let's not get into that.
Sure, of course.
But we do have new... I saw that.
What are you talking about? It doesn't exist.
Oh, don't start. All right. So one of your friends... Well, we don't want to mention names.
We can mention names. We can mention first names.
Okay. Well, I don't want to.
Right, so. Fine. So one because you don't remember.
I know his name.
Oh, yeah? So what is it?
Jake.
Wrong.
That's not the friend I'm talking... Oh, that's not your friend. It's your wife's friend.
Yeah, Jake is... Well, Jake I'm trying to make my friend. I'm trying to make Jake my dad friend. Okay. I'm trying to make dad friends.
Okay.
I'm trying to make friends that are dads that are my age.
But I have him... He's my friend first. So
he's not your friend first. I talked to him first. He got to the party before you. I talked to him then. So he was my friend first.
Oh, no, but I have his number already. And
then I actually already have his number. What's his last name? You don't know. I know his last
name. I know his last name.
Damn it.
He made me spell it. He spelled it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm supposed to go on a dad walk with them. Not this week, but next week.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but I was going to help him with his career. So.
Oh, okay. Well, he tried to help me with my career.
And here we are!
Yeah, not a lot of people. Here's a quick lore dump about Marty and Dean. The reason why we do this podcast is... Marty, one of Marty's family members who will go unnamed, was like, Marty's daughter-in-law was like, you should meet my father-in-law. He's a man about town. He knows everybody. He'll help you find a job. So I met Marty, and Marty was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, man. I want to do comedy. And he was like, I want to do comedy, too.
Well, we said podcasts. The comedy thing. We don't know if we're actually reached comedy yet. We'll have to see.
I don't know. I feel like that bit about washing machines was pretty funny.
Okay. Ryan didn't laugh, though.
I know I
laughed a couple times today. Yeah. You guys are on fire.
Yeah, we're
he's good. He's good.
We're riffing and spiffing over here.
I'm still thinking about how bad I feel about flushing the toilet.
Well, you're just gonna have to cut it out when you edit. That's all.
I feel like I should leave it in.
You gotta put in the realness.
Oh, but then we'll basically have the flushing toilet scene that you always have in all the family.
Yeah.
It's like
I wish I could do a kickflip. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about if I'm too old and fat to learn how to do a kickflip.
You're referring to, like, hacky sack?
No, a skateboard.
Oh, don't start with that.
What? I want to learn how to do a kickflip.
Fine. Do that another time when you're
ready. I'm just thinking about it. It just crossed my mind. Two or three times a day, I wish I knew how to do a kickflip.
All right. If that's what you want to do, that's fine.
I
wouldn't waste your time.
Why not?
Because you're going to hurt yourself, and then we'll have to deal with the outcome of that.
What? You don't believe in me that I wouldn't hurt myself doing a kickflip?
Oh, I know you'd hurt yourself. I do believe in you. I do believe in you.
You believe that I would hurt myself?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You're too old for that kind of thing.
You've hurt me this day. What do you mean I'm too old for that? I'm 34.
You're too old for that.
I'm not too old to learn how to do a kickflip. Right, if anybody knows how to do a kickflip and wants to teach me how to do a kickflip, get in the comments. I would love to learn how to do a kickflip.
If you took a 15-year-old who plays with a skateboard and just zips along and does their cool stuff, and looks at you.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the oldest man sentence I've ever heard in my life that you just said one more time? I believe it was, if you take a 15-year-old who zips around on their skateboard and does their cool stuff.
Right.
And smokes a doobie.
And smokes a doobie.
I didn't say that.
And hops a turnstile. And then, this is the reason why the city is going to garbage.
Maybe he's got a little pocket knife.
Maybe he's got a pocket knife. No, I mean,
don't have those features in. But someone, you know, that's energetic and young and has a future in front of them.
What the hell, man?
And then meets you. And
that's
says,
mean as hell.
And looks at
that's
you.
Me, baby. I'm young. I got a future ahead of me. I could go out and learn how to do a kickflip right now if I wanted to. If I had a skateboard here, I would learn how to do a kickflip. But I don't. Because...
All right, Dean? Oh, no, Dean.
That's Ryan.
Ryan.
Wow. Yeah. I guess we all look the same.
That's right.
Dudes in their 30s with their best years behind them.
The smell. Is that what...
Stop telling Ryan he's smelly. It's mean. Leave him alone.
No.
You get smelly sometimes. Your shirts have mildew. How about that? How does that make you feel? Don't make fun of Ryan's stickiness. I'm sorry. I got lit up.
You're taking that more personally than me.
It's because I'm afraid that I'm actually the one that's stinky.
I think the smell came when you walked in the room.
Yeah. It has to be me.
That's right.
Ryan is my sweet boy. I don't care if he's stinky.
All right. It's fine. All right. So, Ryan, could you get a skateboard, please?
I don't know how to skateboard.
No. Get a skateboard. We'll
if you bring a skateboard next week, we will record the whole podcast while I try and learn how to do a kickflip.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
It is not.
And I can learn how to do a kickflip. I'm not that old. I'm 34. That's mean as hell.
You're beyond your age of doing these things.
I am not beyond the age of learning how to do a kickflip.
You're middle-aged.
I am not... Whoa! That's so mean. You think I'm going to make it to 68?
Where does 68 come from?
That's 2 times 34?
No. Well, 35, I think the rest 7, dude. You'll probably make it.
I don't think I'm middle-aged.
Well, you're not young anymore.
What does that mean?
You're just not.
I'm still young. I'm 34.
Okay.
I got my best years are still ahead of me.
Sure.
Society expects me to work hard for 30 more years before I can retire, by the way. So that's not young.
31 years.
31 more years before they start paying me to be retired, if that's it's still going to exist, which it won't by the time I get there.
It will exist.
It will not be there.
You sound like your dad now. Okay.
Well, what? Why? My dad, no. That's mean, dude.
What?
You're telling me I'm middle-aged?
Yeah, you're old.
That's mean.
You're getting old.
Rude.
I'm older.
Rude. Yeah, I know how time works, but that's still not nice.
What? What's wrong with being older?
I don't want to be old, man. I want to be cool and young and hip. I want to do kickflips.
Were you ever cool and young and hip?
I was cool and young and hip, yeah.
I would say young.
I was definitely cool and hip.
I don't know.
I was smoking doobies and doing ollies all over Los Angeles going to open mics.
What's an ollie?
It's a different type of skateboard trick where you make the board jump up so you can jump over things.
Did you actually do that?
Yes, I did. I rode a skateboard for years in L.A., all around the comedy scene.
Okay. Well, I'll since I met one of your comedy friends, I'll ask him if that actually happened.
I did not know Nick at that point when I was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's because Nick was still in Florida then, I think.
Orlando. Sorry.
Some of the best comedians are from Orlando.
Okay.
Him, Sean Hyatt, Billy Myers.
All right, so we have all these things. All right, so... It's okay that you're aging. It's cool.
Okay, I didn't say it's... Stop it, dude. What are you doing?
It's bothering you, huh?
It is, yeah. You're roasting me.
What?
You're telling Ryan he stinks? I kind of smell it now, too, though.
That must be you, because it's not your work.
Damn it.
I don't smell. I don't sweat.
Okay, so you like a musical comedy. What would you set a musical comedy about?
I think going on a flight.
On a flight. On one flight.
On one flight.
What's the flight? What's the movie called?
Flight 24.
Flight 24.
This is my movie.
This is very good.
This is a movie. Flight 24, and all these strange things happen. But that's because there's something underlying going on that there's really, you know...
Don't give too much away.
I can't talk about that.
All right.
But we haven't made the movie.
We'll pivot.
We haven't made the movie yet.
I like your socks.
Yes, my.
These are very interesting socks. Pineapple socks.
Pineapple socks.
You know, pineapples are
a welcoming fruit.
They are, yeah, but they're also sort of a symbol that of being a swinger.
Nah.
No, this is very well known.
They put pineapples on newel posts.
Yeah, no, but putting a pineapple out is like sort of indicative of being a swinger.
So they put a pineapple on
my stoop. If you put a pineapple out, some people will be like, ha, that's a pineapple. But other people will be like, oh. This is not something I'm making up. This is a real thing. Ryan, please back me up on this.
Google it, please.
That pineapples are a sign of...
Swingers. It's very true.
This is a very well-known thing.
Well, because it's a welcoming fruit.
It is. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
There's a page I follow. They do swingers cruises where you basically just go on a ship with your partner and you just fuck everybody else's partner.
Gross.
And their logo is a pineapple.
Yeah. That's... A swingers cruise sounds... Disgusting.
I have pineapple shorts and I'm constantly being asked if I'm a swinger, which is okay because I am. But
I'm so sorry to tell you this about your pineapple socks. Well, I feel like I'm ruining your day right now. this is 100% a real thing.
Well, I have my bathing suit, my older bathing suit.
That has pineapples on it?
People loved it.
I bet people loved it.
Oh, yeah, were they married?
I bet people loved it. I bet people were asking what you were doing later and where you were staying and all kinds of things.
No, it was very funny because people would always comment my pineapples.
Yeah.
Like your pineapples. I said, thank you.
Yeah.
It was nice of them.
Yeah, it was nice of them. They thought you were a swinger.
Did they say, like, yeah, I like your pineapples?
Oh, nice pineapple shorts. No. Zaddy.
No, that's not what they did. They liked the pineapples.
Yeah, they did like, oh my God.
Was I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I know you were misunderstanding. Well, yes, you were getting hit on.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know.
That's baller.
That's so tight.
He's getting hit on, he doesn't even know it.
Okay, that's nice. Now, here's another question. I'm just trying to understand this. Like, when, let's see. You know, we used to manage buildings.
Yes.
And people would say, people move furniture over my head all night long.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means that they were probably boning upstairs.
Because they're moving furniture.
They're moving furniture back and forth.
That's what they meant.
Probably, yeah.
They didn't...
Or the people upstairs were on crystal meth.
I actually thought they were moving furniture.
Look, that's what people on crystal meth do.
People said they're moving
furniture. Sometimes when people smoke crystal meth, they're like, I gotta figure out what my apartment's gonna look like. And they just move furniture around all night. So it is very possible they were also on narcotics.
I just thought they moved furniture.
I mean, look, you didn't realize pineapples were a swinger thing. You didn't realize that people on crystal meth move furniture around. It's okay. You're an innocent man.
I do know that large people sometimes don't make noise when they walk around, though.
What do you mean?
In other words, just because a person is large and they live above someone, they can actually be soft walkers.
Yeah.
And little people could be loud walkers.
Yeah. Thunder thighs.
Well, stomping around.
Yeah, thunder thighs. Call that thunder thighs.
Why would the thighs have to do with the feet in the ground?
Because the thighs are pushing onto the ground. You walk with your heels, so you bubble, bubble.
I thought thunder thighs are large thighs that like vibrate when you watch them.
No, thunder thighs is when you walk around and you make a shitload of noise.
Well, that's what people do.
That's what I call people that do it. Okay. Behind their back, not to their face. Unless I'm friends with them.
Okay. That's why they weren't my friends at the party today.
I didn't have... You were my only friend, yeah. I haven't had a lot of time to go out and make friends here in Brooklyn.
It's the friendliest place.
But I would have invited Ryan, but I knew he had softball, so I didn't want him to go to the other.
Okay, fine.
I would have definitely shown up.
I mean, it was at 9:30 this morning.
Nah.
See? That's why I didn't...
Next year.
Okay, all right. So
that's also not true. My friend Ben came as well.
Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Ben.
Yeah.
He's a comedian guy.
Yeah. Well, he's a journalist, but yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk to him that much. I only talked to him a little bit.
Yeah.
I said, are you funny? You want to be on the podcast? He's like, what podcast? Dean does not tell anyone about
the podcast. I don't tell people about the podcast, no.
So how are you going to get listeners if people that actually like
it? I tell other people about the podcast. I don't tell my friends. I don't tell my comedy peers about the podcast.
They don't believe you're actually doing it. Or they just
no, they believe it. They just don't care.
I don't know. Nick seems to want to come to it.
Nick, it was being very kind to you and being very polite to you.
I was having a good time with Nick.
Yeah, I could tell. You were definitely having a good time.
He was having a good time.
Yeah, you were having a great time.
Don't make me feel bad.
I'm not trying to make... Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no, sad Marty.
No, it's like trying to do the right thing.
Oh, here he comes.
You told me that I don't know what pineapples mean.
Every rose has its thorn.
Just like all right. So,
Marty getting real sad.
Okay, I don't know.
He's got pineapple socks. When it's being a wild. No, you did. This is the thing. How hard you pitch the podcast makes me feel very good. And I wish I had that type of...
Well, confidence?
Not confidence, just... I don't, you know... The je ne sais quoi, to be like... You should listen to our podcast, even though you also do comedy. I'm just very jaded. I'm very jaded when it comes to comedy stuff.
All right, well, people want to listen.
You're right. You are a ball of sunshine, and I am a curmudgeon that doesn't like to talk to strangers on the street.
I have fun talking to strangers. Strangers are strangers, especially strangers with candy and white vans. They're really nice.
No, strangers with God damn it, Marty.
They're very nice.
You're gonna get kidnapped.
They have the best candy.
Do we have? Speaking of candy, perfect segue. Do we have a bodega snack this week?
I didn't bring one.
Oh no, I don't think we're doing it then.
Oh, although we talked about, I'm trying to contact friends from other places.
Yeah.
And we're going to trade snacks.
Get new snacks.
International snacks.
Amen.
Yeah. Although it's New York, so you can pretty much buy them. Don't use that toilet again. All right, now.
Don't use that toilet again should be the sign off for our show every week.
Okay.
We should be like, don't use that toilet again.
Okay, all right. Are we being, I don't feel like
we're having a good time. Are we? We're talking.
I think it's a great episode.
We're having a good time. Don't die.
Don't.
Stay here with me. You don't have to go nowhere.
When in doubt, just call me Stinky.
Morty's cry. Ryan smells real bad because he played two softball games.
Actually, he's right by the window, so the window's... Well, I think it's out of the
track. So mean, dude. It's so mean. It's also one of those things where, like, being called Stinky is one of those things where when people do it to me, it really upsets me. Right, because, like, there's nothing I can do about that right now. Like, I can't. Like, I'm not. If someone was like, hey, you stink, and I was at my house next to my own shower, then I'd be like, okay, cool, thanks. Then I would go shower. But if you just see somebody that stinks, and you're like, hey, you stink here in this place where you cannot do anything about it.
You can take a shower.
You can't take a shower.
I can't take a shower if I can't even flush the toilet without you saying I'm being too loud. I'm not going to go take a shower.
Well, we could cut that out. We could just take a break. That's okay. That's all right. We're fine. We're fine. We're cool. All right. So, what's the phone for? You have to open
it. My wife is texting. Or my wife is
calling. That's not...
Hold on.
Let's get into the
real... I love you, baby.
He's talking to you, Marty.
I do love you, baby.
No, it's talking to his wife. Just tell her we're in the middle of the podcast. Was she asking what you want for dinner? Is she cooking you dinner?
Okay. No, I think we're going out for dinner.
Oh, okay.
For Judah's birthday.
Ah. I hope we don't mention that name.
I can mention his name. I don't do pictures.
Okay. I can bleep it out if you need me to.
Yeah, we can do that. But I'm not that worried about it.
Okay.
I don't do pictures of my kid online. That's sort of my line. But I also don't have a lot of problems with saying, like, my family members' names and stuff like that.
I don't mind. They just don't want to be involved and they have stuff.
Yeah, look, my family also doesn't want to be involved. You know, my mom doesn't even listen to the fucking podcast. I can't get my own mother to listen to the podcast.
Is your brother watching the podcast?
No. Well, no, my brother's seen some episodes of it.
Okay.
But this isn't a video essay about how the Daredevil comics in the 1970s, so it's probably not in his algorithm, to be completely honest.
Okay.
I am interested to see, like, who finds us naturally.
Apparently not that many people
so far. What do you mean? We're up to 38 subscribers, and I love every single one of you guys. Keep coming back, you Martheads.
Alright, why are they...
You Deaniacs.
The Martheads and Deaniacs out there. Let me tell you. Oh, you want to cut a wrestling promo real quick? You ready?
Let me tell you, if you're a Mart head and a Deaniac, you better keep subscribing. You better keep liking all our stuff. And thank you for the likes and comments.
Let me see if anyone else is just doing a podcast.
What are you doing? You're going to bail on me?
I'm just
That's so
I'm
mean. Me and Ryan will start doing a podcast and start calling it the Stinky Cast with the Stink Boys.
That's fine.
But Stink Town.
See, we have our nice new sign.
Nice new sign. Very nice.
Yes.
Very good.
Which looks like it's just floating, but it's not.
That's very good.
I know.
This is very well done. You did a good job.
Well, you had it made, and I hung it.
You did a good job.
It wasn't right the height, I guess, on that.
Oh, this is great. I think, what do we think, Ryan? This height is good?
It's great, yeah.
This is great content, by the way.
I think it's right on the camera level. It's level with your heads.
Nice.
So if you want it to be a little more up, it couldn't hurt, but it looks, if you can, I don't know if you guys can see this, but.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's fine. I know.
We'll try it up a little bit higher.
It's only in the wide shot. It's not in the
individual shots.
No.
Which is fine. It works.
Yeah, it works.
And we got two for the price of one.
All right, final thoughts. What are we thinking about? Final thoughts. We're wrapping up.
Well, I was walking up the block with my new suit a couple of months ago.
You got a new suit?
It's a while back.
What kind of suit is it?
I don't know. It's got stuff on it. So,
I saw
a friend. I said, "Oh, great, your last suit." I'm like, "Oh, the one I'm going to get buried in." Thank you very much.
Last suit? Is what your friend said?
Yes, off the block.
That's rude as hell, dog.
I know.
He's not your friend.
Yeah, you could live for another 80 years.
Probably not.
Maybe.
No.
Wait. I mean, look. I don't want to out your age.
I know, but I got my half price MetroCard.
Ooh.
Well, actually, OmniCard.
So. Yeah, they don't do MetroCard no more. It's going to be an OmniCard now.
I have my OmniCard.
Even though I think they might not be doing the OmniCard now. I don't know. I just moved to New York.
Where did you read all this?
I see it in the Metro station. They're not doing MetroCard anymore. They retired the MetroCard.
I know.
Rest in peace, King.
They're still using it.
Rest in power to the King.
You're still using MetroCard. Are you using an Omni or a Metro?
I use my phone. I tap my phone on the thing.
That's an Omni.
How
do you feel it?
I don't. It just takes it straight from my bank account.
Do you have an online account?
No. You don't need one.
Oh,
when you have a phone from this decade, you can just tap your phone on it.
I can do that too.
Yeah, because you probably have to get a new phone.
My phone?
Get in the comments if Marty needs a new phone, please. Make him get an iPhone.
Oh, I'm not doing that. It's just like, haven't you ever seen the email?
How come every person that is older than me that I respect refuses to get an iPhone? Why? They're good phones.
You respect me?
Of course.
Oh, that's nice.
Why won't you get an iPhone?
Probably because you want me to.
I know, it's frustrating. You're contrarian. Being contrarian for no reason. You just don't want access to good phone cases and phone chargers at every gas station in America for some reason. You don't want all the apps.
I get what I mean.
You don't want to be able to touch tips and share data.
He doesn't want the swingers apps.
You don't want to get on a what is it, Field or whatever.
Field?
Yeah.
What's Field?
I think that's the name of the dating app for swingers.
Oh yeah.
Ryan?
It is. This is Field is an app where you basically go to try to have threesomes.
Oh, you play the field.
Yes.
But it's spelled F-E-E-L-D. Yes. I don't know why it's not spelled like the actual word field, but...
Did you feel people?
Oh, it's a play on the word feel.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Okay.
And I think on that note, we're going to wrap it up. I actually would have never guessed that. I should not be shitting on Ryan at all. It would have taken me 20 years.
What? That's what it's about?
That it's the incorrect tense of feel or felt.
It's just a feel. They play the field and you feel someone.
Yeah, feel.
I feel them.
It's genius.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's not that name.
All right, you got to come up with an app idea right now. Ready? What is it? Go.
Blue Eye App.
Blue Eye App.
Change all your eyes to blue.
Okay, you take a picture and then it changes your eyes to blue.
Right.
All right. Very popular.
100 million in sales, probably.
That's right. We can do really well with that.
That's pretty good.
So, Dean and I were talking about doing things. We'll talk about that later. We don't advertise our new ideas yet.
We don't advertise our new ideas, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, I think we should wrap up. Final thoughts.
I'm
Marty.
All right. And you're Dean. And We're out of here.
Wait, well, what did I say that we should sign off? Hey, don't flush that toilet again.
But take a shower before you get here.
Wait, no, we gotta do a better sign off than that. No, we don't. All right, you're right. Don't flush the toilet again. That's a very good sign off.
Actually, what if we end it with flushing the toilet?
Go flush the toilet.
Go flush the toilet right now.
All right. Let's hear what it sounds like. One, two, three. Come on, get over there.
Give him some time. You know, he's...
Don't waste the water. Use it first.
Oh, man, that is loud. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, actually, we thought you were washing your hands. Now we need to wonder what you're actually doing there.
I was, but then I did do number one.
Thank you.
Never number two.
Hey, thanks.
You're good.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.